Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue in 2 Samuel chapter 7, and we've looked at the first, 17 verses of the chapter, and we saw where David wanted to build God a house for God to dwell in. David's looking around. He sees that he's got a nice house, and he says, the Lord dwells over there in that tent, okay, made out of, you know, all sorts of interesting stuff. Well, he says something to the prophet about it, and the prophet said, yeah, go right ahead, man. Do what you want to. And then immediately that night, the Lord appeared in the vision to the prophet Nathan and said, hey, go tell David this. So he tells David all this stuff, basically about, you know, I've been with you the whole time as a people, and I didn't want a house. What makes you think I want one now? But then he started telling him something about the future and what was going to happen to his household and what was going to happen to his legacy and how it was going to be forever. Yeah, use that word, forever. He said, your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever. That's the 16th verse. Then the 17th verse says this, in accordance with all these words and all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. So David spoke to him exactly what the Lord revealed, what the Lord showed him, what the Lord told him. Now, verse 18, we continue. Then David, the king, went in and sat before the Lord. So just stop there just for a moment. David goes in and sat before the Lord. Goes in where? Well, we're not told. It says he goes in. I suspect that he went in to the tent that he had pitched for the Ark of the Covenant. And he goes in and he's before the Lord. David would do this all the time. And David said this, 18, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? So he's asking, you know, just a legitimate question here. Say, who am I? And who is my family? What is my house? Past, present, yet to be future? Who are we that you have brought me this far? And then the balance of this chapter, David continues just expressing things. Verse 19, and yet this was insignificant in your eyes, O Lord, for you have spoken also of the house of your servant concerning the distant future. And this is the custom of man or the law of man, O Lord, our God. This is that custom of law means the direction or the instruction that's been given here. He's saying this, all this stuff that you've done for me, everything you just declared, that this is really insignificant in your eyes. It doesn't mean unimportant. It means it's nothing for God to do this. There is no limit to what God is able and capable of doing. And so that's what he's acknowledging. And so he says, you have spoken of the house of your servant, my house, my lineage, concerning the distant future, the far future, the remote future. That gives us a major hint about stuff, okay? About the distant future. Keep that in mind. All through Scripture, you'll have prophetic things spoken, God revealing things of the future. Some's near future, whatever that means. Does that mean 10 minutes, 10 weeks, 10 months, 10 years, 10 centuries? What is near? What is far? You'll see these things. But he says, you've spoken to me concerning the distant futures, things yet down the road. Verse 20. Again, what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God. So it's going a little third person on him right here. You know, what more can I say? You know all about me. And you see that being expressed with all the psalmists, how God knows us. Verse 21. For the sake of your word, and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness to let your servant know. He says, you are letting me know about this. And this is just coming out of the fact of just the greatness of who you are. And according to the goodness of your heart, and for your sake, the sake of your word, according to your heart, you've let me know this. Verse 22. For this reason, you are great, O God. For there is none like you, and there is no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And you know, in these things where David is praying like this, you see elements of the Psalms in just about every phrase. He lifted up these same phrases in Psalms and prayers and hymns of declaration and praise and worship of the Most High God. And he's saying, you're great. There's none like you. And there is no God beside you. This is true. There are other gods, other Elohim, other what we call small g gods. And God is Elohim, but he's the God of all gods, even as he declares. There are no other like him. Verse 23, and what one nation on earth is like your people Israel? And this is all a question right here in verse 23, so listen carefully. And what one nation on the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people and to make a name for himself and do great things for you and awesome things for your land before your people whom you have redeemed for yourself from Egypt, from nations and their gods? Yes, a very long question. The question is this: hey, God, is there any other nation on earth like Israel? And the unstated answer is no, there isn't. Because God has done these great things. God has had great purpose. This is something worthy of us to keep in mind in light of what's occurring in current times. Okay, current times. What's going on with Israel? What's going on in the Middle East? Things are changing so rapidly. At the time of my recording this, I'm actually, how far? I'm about, 10 hours behind on the news. Okay, 10 hours behind on the news. I have a couple of news resources that I keep up with all the time. All news resources are susceptible and questionable. Okay, there's no doubt. But these I find to be useful even when they're wrong. And I just glanced a while ago, and there's like 1,200 new news postings in the last 10 hours on this thing. I mean, this is exploding in the Middle East. But don't forget this. Who is like? What one nation is like your people, Israel? Verse 24, for you have established for yourself your people, Israel, as your own people forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. So God is the God of Israel forever, forever. That doesn't mean that Israel always does what's right. As a matter of fact, God talks about all the time, and even currently, that they are rebellious against him and doing what he does not want them to do. For instance, they have not received the Messiah, but they are his people. Now, verse 25, see if I can, we may not be able to close it out. Probably not. Now, therefore, O Lord God, term of conclusion right here, therefore, the word that you've spoken concerning your servant and his house, confirm it forever and do as you've spoken, that your name may be magnified forever by saying, the Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and may the house of your servant David be established before you. David's grabbing a hold of what God had said, particularly in relationship to the distant future, particularly in relationship to his house being established before God forever, particularly what God revealed about himself, that his kingdom is forever. We would do well to read this prayer in the 7th chapter of 2 Samuel and lift this up ourselves before the Most High God. Well, we'll finish it next episode. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you then. Goodbye.